This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the farm.
Breath of that beautiful smell when you're going by a dairy farm. Wow, it is fabulous. I grew up around cow manure and, the dairy report that I used to do on the local radio station where I was here in Massachusetts. I actually did it a couple of stations in Massachusetts and in Ohio where I worked as well. The dairy report was always fun because I could remember I talked about corn and forage and the reports from the markets and all that stuff. But then I always would put in something about the smell, the atmosphere of being around a farm and what the odors were. I referred to them as fragrances. And some of the women who were in my life used to laugh at me because referring to manure as a fragrance. So it seemed to be a stretch for them. However, it isn't for those of us who enjoy and love the beauty of the farm, and that's what we do here on this program, extol the value and virtue of farming, the agricultural pursuits of the American family farmer. This is Good Days, American Family Farmer program, an hour devoted to problems that American family farmers and family-run ag businesses and the locavores who use our products, problems that being researched or figured out because we are into solutions here. So hopefully you'll stay with us for the next hour. I'll have some comment later on as to what I thought the president might have considered in his recent address to the nation, things that he did say, things that he didn't say, things that he maybe ought to have said. We'll leave that. And my comments certainly provoke your comments. You can certainly anytime email me, Doug, at Doug Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.com, Doug at DougStephan.com, for ideas you'd like me to pursue, things you want to know more about, comments on things that I have said, or about people and institutions that we have had in our focus. Such is the case with Ms. Susie Kahn, who is here, along with her husband, Gary. They own and operate Willow Creek Alpacas. For those of you who read, I know that I say this with a smile on my face, with my tongue firmly implanted in my cheek, but you've heard the president and some of his followers talk about the Times. Any newspaper that has Times in it, LA Times, New York Times, et cetera, not on the on their favorite reading lists, shall we say. And it's actually, the New York Times has never been on my favorite reading list, for one exception, or maybe a number of exceptions. Let me qualify. I don't care for the editorial position the New York Times takes. I just don't care, because I don't need them to tell me how to think or what the real news is or any of that stuff. I don't need that. But what I do find attractive or helpful in the New York Times is often there's a supplement that deals with something that I'm interested in. It might be health, nutrition. It might be something to do with activities and pursuits. Or in this case, it has to do with life on a hobby farm. You may have seen, excuse me, this, if it was a report, you can call it that, or the story in the Times about Willow Creek Alpacas, the story of Susie Kahn and her husband who operate this farm. Ms. Kahn was an advertising executive, lived in Nashville. She'd never seen an alpaca. So I guess that's where we start, Susie, if I may call you Susie. Why alpacas?
Well, first of all, you can certainly call me Susie, and thank you so much for your call this morning. I do want to let you know that we are experiencing some pretty severe weather. We've had some tornadoes touch down and all those interesting things, but we're pretty sure it's gone past our area now. So just wanted to let you know that just in case we do get cut off.
We want you to hold on for dear life. I know we were talking about the problems with the tornadoes this time of year. Where actually are you, in Tennessee, or where exactly are you?
Yes, we live about 35 miles southeast of Nashville.
Okay.
I worked in and around Nashville for the last 20 years and just retired last October.
All right. So part of the focus of this article in the New York Times was what people are doing, and this came, by the way, I'm not going to be so egotistical as to suggest that after the New York Times heard me talking about what retired people are doing, that they went out and wrote the article. But I do think I've observed this before and believe that it's happening more and more often. People who are your age, my age, our age. I have a farm already, so I don't need to buy one. But there are those who have worked in cities, those who have had executive jobs, that now as they've retired and have some money, seem to be fascinated with the farming lifestyle. So you find people here, there, and everywhere who are buying little plots of land. I don't know how large. I think you have about, 40 acres? Am I right? How much land do you have on your farm?
So actually, we only have 6.5 acres, but the fantastic thing about alpacas is that they eat very little, so you can have 8 an acre. And so we actually have about, I'd say 2, 2.5, 3 acres that are actually fenced in for our animals.
Yeah, see, you can do that. I can't with my cows. You got to have at least 1 acre per cow. Otherwise, it doesn't work. But the alpacas don't eat as much, and they're different in their choice of foods. I have a friend, matter of fact, I sold my home farm last year that I'd been on for 38, 39 years to a family woman who always wanted to have a farm. And fortunately, she's in a position, she and her husband, to buy a place like mine, about 30 acres in a suburb of Boston. And this was a smaller farm. I still have a big farm down the street, big in terms of what we have around here, 114 acres. And so what she decided to do with her farm was raise alpacas. And it seems to be something that is coming of age. And I guess I go back to the question I asked you, Willow Creek Alpacas, which is the name of your farm, why was it that you decided on raising alpacas?
Well, as I stated in the article, about 10 or 11 years ago, Gary and I went to a county fair, and I had never seen an alpaca, did not know anything about them, and saw their faces and their demeanor and just absolutely instantly fell in love with their whole being, and started researching it about 10 or 11 years ago. And we bought 2 young males in the fall and bought 3 females the following spring, and everything else has been born here since then.
Really? What's their gestation? I don't know much about this lady. Has been trying to teach me. I keep bringing her articles, and I sent her the stuff on you because she's eating up everything that she can. What is there in their gestation period that's different? Do they have a 6-month gestation period? How long does it take for
a little vulva to grow? No, the gestation period is 11 and a half months.
Is it?
Yes, and they only have 1 cria. The baby is called a cria, C-R-I-A.
Yep.
And they only have 1, so it's a slow, regenerative process. And
so 1 mother can only have 1 child, that's it? She cannot reproduce after 1?
Oh, yeah, she can have, but she can only have 1 at a time.
One at a time, can't have twins.
Right.
Yeah, okay, cows can have twins and triplets. Okay, got it. All right, let's pause for a moment here and give some room for thought, thinking about what Susie Kahn is telling us. We're learning about why she and her husband, both in their 70s, have decided to keep working, having a farm in this area of Tennessee, where there's lots of great farmland, frankly. That story continues on this week's American Family Farmer, 15 past the hour. Farmers are like pretty much everybody else who's in the small business world. Farmers are hiring. It's very frustrating. I can tell you, as a farmer all my life, finding help on the farm is extraordinarily difficult. It's hard no matter what. And there have been some comments made about the impact of public policy on hiring, looking for laborers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't make any difference what job you're looking to fill. I will tell you there's only one way to fill it, and that's to go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Do that, and you will find quality candidates. What do you need? Do you need a milker? Do you need somebody to be a herdsman? Do you need someone who is an expert in grafting and creating new and better tomatoes? Whatever you need on your farm, you can find the job by using ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. Use it free. by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Your job will be posted in a couple of hundred job sites all around the country, social media. So somebody who's fit for your job, who's got exactly the skills you're looking for, will see that, and they will come to you courtesy of the help that you'll get from ZipRecruiter.com. No juggling emails, no calls to your office. You'll be able to quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire them fast. So farmers, beware of trying to find somebody or something that you can't on your own. It's hard work. Let ZipRecruiter do the work and get it free courtesy of my deal with them. ZipRecruiter.com for new hires. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Using Groupon, you can save a ton of money on what you do every day, like painting classes, concerts, escape room games, and more. Now, it's not literally a ton of money. That would be 2,000 pounds of money. It's more like saving up to $100 a week. Going bowling? Check Groupon. Taking the kids to the trampoline place? Check Groupon. Headed to museums, water slides, and tons of other nearby things to do? Check Groupon. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Groupon.
19 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, the American Family Farmer, Service of the Good Day program. Life on a Harvey Farm is our focus with Susie Kahn, who along with her husband Gary have operated a farm for now. When did you actually get this place operational? You retired a little while ago. You're both 70. So how long did it take you to get things running?
Well, we moved to the farm having no idea that we were going to have livestock about 17 years ago, and we bought our first alpacas about 10 or 11 years ago.
Huh. So then you've made a business out of it, but you have done what a lot of other people have done. There are those who complain. There are those who say you're not a real farmer because you're a hobby farmer, and you're a gentleman, or your husband's a gentleman farmer, you're a gentle lady farmer. But you're doing, from what I see in this story in the New York Times, you're doing all the work. So you must smell from time to time and get into it, right?
I tell you what, Gary and I both do all the chores. Of course, baling the hay and feeding and scooping alpaca poop. So I would say we're pretty much farmers.
Scooping alpaca poop. There's a reason.
Well, the cool thing about it is alpaca poop is pellets.
Like sheep poop.
Yes.
Right.
And
yeah,
you do need to scoop it at least once every two or three days because of parasites. So it's not like a cow or a horse that just goes out in the pasture.
Yeah.
But the positive thing is that alpacas, they decide a definite area to make their poop pile, and they all go to that same poop pile. So.
Right. Alpaca poop piles as we continue here on the American Family Farmer.
Hey, Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is non-legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got two boys in the county.
She's not a farmer's daughter, she's a farmer. Susie Kahn is here. I'm not a farmer's daughter either. I'm not even a farmer's son. I started on the farm not from my family, but from the connections I had in my neighborhood running away from home when I was almost too young to get on a bicycle and go to the farms and learn about the fabulous world of cows and calves and life in general. And that's what the farm has given me. And I'm sure it's giving Susie and Gary Kahn a wonderful life. You're learning about life. It's great for your children, your grandchildren, don't you think? I mean, what have you learned about life from raising these alpacas? We're talking to Susie Kahn, whose husband, she and her husband operate Willow Creek Alpacas. Their website is willowcreekalpacas.com, willowcreekalpacas.com, and tnalpaca.org. So if you want to see what life is like on their farm, you can check that out. So anyway, what have you learned? What do you take with you when, you know, you sort of look over what it is that you've created there?
Probably the now we started raising animals before we retired, and you know the stress of an eight hour working day, and it didn't seem to matter how bad the day was when I would go down to feed the animals and be with them. My heart rate would slow down, and one of them would always do something to make me smile or laugh, and that's true still today. I think it's one of the most relaxing, fulfilling lifestyles. It's hard work. You know, you get an animal that's sick, then you get very concerned because they're kind of your babies. We have 13, and over the years we've had to put down three and lost some crias when they were born, and you know how heartbreaking that is. But yeah. Overall, it's a very, very fulfilling lifestyle. They're highly intelligent animals. You shear them in the spring, and you're able to have their fleece processed, and I make scarves and hats and gloves, and I sell alpaca socks, and it's wonderful to have an animal that I can, you know, harvest their fleece and pretty much break even with the care and vet bills or whatever with the animals and still have this fantastic lifestyle.
Yeah. I can't tell how many times I've driven through Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I remember it because of the unusualness of the name. So I know exactly where you are, some great mountains, and I'm betting you're nestled between a couple of mountains with some pretty fabulous land. I'm looking at some pictures of what's there. It looks very nice. And these animals themselves. I think a lot of people confuse alpacas with llamas. Llamas are nasty. From what I know about them, and alpacas are very gentle. Am I right?
Well, you're absolutely right. The llama is a guard animal, and a lot of people have llamas to guard their alpacas. An alpaca is an animal of prey, so they're very, very gentle, very non-confrontational. There are a lot of alpaca farmers that are retired like we are, or just women that are able to raise them, and they're just very easy to handle, very easy to halter train, highly intelligent, and, you know, you're absolutely right. Llamas can get a little bit confrontational, and they're very much, you know, they have their space, and they don't want you to infringe on their space.
Yeah, but I don't want, I'm not, you know, I'm sometimes a little dramatic, but any llama, I have two places that are next door to me. One of them has llamas, the other one has alpacas, and I've been close up and personal with both of them, and I'd much rather be around the alpacas, as they just seem to have there's an awareness. Maybe that's what it is. They're curious buggers, and they just seem to be looking around at everything. They're a heck of an astute animal. And I want to talk about how their bodies work. And we're just getting into alpacas and this kind of farming on the American Family Farmer, so please stay with us. It's 28 past the hour.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sometimes hard to keep the farmers on their feet. It's a very difficult reality. It's not for the faint of heart, no question about that. And I think I get from our conversation here with Susie Kahn the tone of her voice, the tenor of her voice. She's not someone who easily would be, shall we say, put off by the work that needs to be done. When you're operating a little farm, big farm, whatever it is, she and her husband take the responsibility for the care of these animals. She's raising alpacas at Willow Creek Alpaca Farm, website willowcreekalpacas.com, and we're going through what it is that makes this worthwhile. The focus here on these animals and the farm comes as a result of seeing an article in the New York Times about retirement life for a lot of people as they get older. You got a long career in a certain area, and there's something that you want to do. Life is not over. It's just time for a change. So 16 years ago in College Grove, Tennessee, they bought themselves this farm, and now they're working their way through. The way you describe it, Ms. Kahn, is that you're having a good time. You don't mind the hour, and that's the thing. You have to not be thinking about yourself. In order to make this work, any farm, it cannot be that it's yours. And there's self-motivation, but if you're doing it and expecting to get external rewards, probably not a great way of approaching it. Would you agree that this is about the animals and it's about the internalizing of what happens, the benefits and the other things? Am I right on that?
You're absolutely right. But we do, you know, we do reap a lot of benefits from the animals. They're very calming. Like I said, when you've had a rough day, whether being retired or whatever, going down and being with the animals, they are highly intelligent, and each one of these critters of ours have a distinct personality. We have one girl that's had six babies, and we call her the diva because she'll give you a look sometimes like, I am in charge down here. And then we have one that gives me kisses every morning, and, you know, it's a wonderful lifestyle. I love being able to share it with kids. We have small groups that come here and tour the farm. And
Teach them about animals. It isn't that big animal. I've found in my, I use my farm, my dairy farm in Massachusetts here as a teaching facility as well, Susie. And what I find most troubling is that the children who come in, 4, 5, 6 years of age, are already sort of skewed. They're afraid of something just because it's big. I mean, I grew up on the farm. I wasn't afraid. I'm not afraid of much of anything, frankly. Maybe that's my problem because I fall off things and hurt myself doing stuff that most people think I'm crazy to do, but I'm not afraid. And we have such a fear-based society. My God, children and adults are afraid of everything. They got to have all this stuff put on those things to get rid of the bugs and the bacteria. For God's sakes, let them go out and get in the dirt. I never get sick because I grew up around manure and dirt, and I think it was pretty good for me, frankly, and I'm still around manure and dirt.
Well, one of the wonderful things about alpacas is they're so, you know, they're just totally non-confrontational. And my grandkids have been going down and hand-feeding them. I put a small amount of grain in their hand at 2 years old, and they eat right out of their hand. And I don't have any fear of the animals, you know, jumping at them or anything. And they love kids because they're smaller than them and they're not intimidated by small children. So it's been a great learning process when small groups of Girl Scouts come here. We had one group came that was 62 kids, which was a little scary. But, you know, it's wonderful because they see how gentle these animals are and how wonderful it is to live on a farm and have gorgeous, wonderful animals to raise.
Well, I don't, and the other side of it is, I don't want people to get the wrong idea. Not all big animals are sweet and kind. I wouldn't let any of the children, I don't let in my adults get into, I often, especially with the heifers, first time cows, to get them bred, I put a bull in with them, and sometimes a Jersey bull, after they're 18, 20 months old, 22, 24 months old, they can get pretty nasty. So I get them out of there. I just dispense with them because I don't want that problem, not only for people who work with me, but for the people who are around. So it isn't, it's that you have to use common sense, or you got to ask, or you need to learn inquiries. Like I'm, let me go down that street with you for a second. I'm wondering, so I just did a little, quick search. The llama and the alpaca, but as long as we're talking about alpacas, we use them as the example, have a long neck. Their neck's about 3 feet long. And so what I did was look up, because I know giraffes have a 6 to 8 foot long neck, and Mother Nature has instilled in their neck sort of a pump that pumps the blood up into their brain so that they can continue to function, or that their brain can continue to run the activities in their body, as we all have automatic nervous systems that keep our heart going and our breathing going and that sort of thing. And apparently the alpacas have one of those little devices in their neck to get the blood up to their head too. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. One of the positive things about raising alpacas in Tennessee is that we have a fantastic University of Tennessee Vet School, and we go over and have seminars once a year all day long, vets teaching us everything that we should know and probably don't know, and we're learning, you know, because we've only been in this country 35 years, so we're learning daily. But, yes, I did know that. And isn't that an interesting fact? God does make our animals just to be exactly what they are.
Yep, they are. And they're a great way for us to learn about lots of different things. So how many friends have you made? Do you have a new social circle because of your being on the farm rather than in the city 40 miles away?
We have have an association in Tennessee. There's a national association called AOA, which is Alpaca Owners Association. And then there's one in the southeast, SEAA, Southeastern Alpaca Association. And we have one here in Tennessee called Tennessee Alpaca Association. And we try to get together three or four times a year. We have seminars, learning seminars, pasture management, because it is a little bit different for these animals.
Yeah.
And yes, we get together and we knit and we crochet together and weave and learn from each other. And probably the best thing is that we learn about our animals from each other. Like, okay, I'm getting my grain over here where you, because it is a special grain for alpaca. So it is a social group. There's a huge alpaca show in East Tennessee this weekend, in Sevierville, where they had the horrible fires, but, Sevierville really wasn't damaged that much. There'll be about 600 or 800 animals over there this weekend. So,
what makes them, I'm looking at some of the animals that you have, you're selling some of the excess you haven't heard. What makes them a different color? I'm fascinated. I mean, a Jersey is pretty much brown, and you see different spots and colorations and stuff. What makes an alpaca a different color?
There are 34 different colors or shades, from white to black, browns, grays, rose grays. You can do your very best to breed for a certain color, but we found out we have a beautiful white animal from a black female. We have a black female from a white female. So color is a little bit harder to breed for. If you breed two whites, pretty much you're going to get a white, but if there's a black or a brown in the history, in the genetics, then a lot of times that color will come through. So it's kind of a surprise every time, you know, we have Kriyas born on the farm. Of course, they're wonderful. And let me tell you something really exciting about alpacas. And this is bred into them they were in South America for 6,000 years, but they have their Kriyas normally before 1 o'clock, and by 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that animal is up and running.
Really?
Yes, it is amazing to watch, and by that night, the mama's chasing it all over the pasture. It's just a phenomenal.
Takes cows calves a little longer to get up and
But, you know, that's the way they're raised, because they're animals of prey, and they have to be able to be up and running with the herds.
They've adapted to their what the realities are of their life. What is I think about the cost of a heifer. I just bought some heifers. They're yearlings, and I think we paid $450 for an under yearling Jersey calf, a full grown Jersey cow. At freshening might be worth $1,200-$1,400. An organic one might be worth a couple of grand. What do you charge, or what are these animals worth? I have no idea how to price them or what they're worth.
An alpaca, the price range can range from $1,000 to $1,500 up to $75,000. It depends
on what age and how is it determined? Is it bloodline and things?
It's a bloodline and the quality of the fleece, the fineness of the fleece. And I will tell you something that you probably don't know, and maybe your listeners don't know. Alpaca fleece is the second most precious fiber in the world, cashmere.
Yeah. So I hope you sell a lot of them, because that'll help you defer the cost of having. We all want to find ways of deferring the cost of running our farms. Hold on a second. I have a few more minutes with you. What a delight. Susie Kahn from Willow Creek Alpaca Farm in Tennessee, here at 45 after the hour.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hey. For health, flavor, and freshness, try new Tasty Lee tomatoes. They are vine-ripened with up to 50% more lycopene than other brands. And they are certified by the American Heart Association as a heart-healthy check-marked food. For a healthy, happy life, try sweet, juicy, garden-fresh Tasty Lee tomatoes. Time for some great basketball games, and great games need great snacks. Try Tasty Lee tomatoes for a healthy, delicious snack for your armchair athlete. How about a tasty cheese panini or a classic tasty club? Your family will love them. For more fresh ways to go, visit TastyLee.com.
Tasty Lee tomatoes. Ask for them by name at your favorite grocery store.
There's more fresh ways to go. Try Tasty Lee tomatoes.
Tasty Lee, we'll leave it on the vine for you.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Check Groupon. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Groupon.
I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer with a thought about consumerism and your customer. You know, I say on the program that we aim to focus in on the American Family Farmer, the businesses that are run by American farm families that not necessarily have to be just the farm. There are support businesses that are part of our focus as well, plus the locavores who are our consumers. And they are so much better informed today when it comes to matters of nutrition and food safety. And I think that's because there have been a lot of news media people who have actually done their job when it comes to food science, and they report on some of the things, the ever-increasing focus on microbiology. And the GMO versus non-GMO is a good example of microbiology. What happens when we get this stuff into our food chain, that is, into our body? What are we consuming? We know now what's good, and we know what isn't so good because of education. And so I heartily endorse those efforts being done by groups that are pushing forward the health agenda of eating good food and keeping your body healthy. Don't get sick. There are a lot of things we've learned about salmonella, E. coli, listeria, things that even as a farmer I didn't know until I was involved in selling raw milk. And that helped me to be a better farmer. And thus the product that I was selling to the people who consumed it was better. And so all farmers need to know as much as possible about what it is that they are growing and what they are selling. I think that way we keep in our mind the high standard that we have for all kinds of things, whether it's eggs, chicken, milk, the produce that you buy or you go out and pick. So I want you to know I'm acknowledging it, and so do other farmers who are smart. They understand you have a high standard, and we want to help you meet it. All right, 47 after the hour. A couple of more moments here with this lovely person who, along with her husband, Susie Kahn, running this alpaca farm in Tennessee. The Tennessee Alpaca Association, you're president of that group, so that's probably where you go for Tennessee, T-N-A-L, alpaca.org, and Willow Creek, alpacas.com. I was just looking, isn't it funny how you find things? I was looking at one of my farmer magazines here, and there's an ad for a fellow who's retired. It reads, retiring hobby farmer, three tractors, small square baler, kicker, wagons, that sort of thing. So if you go to the website, there's a real primer here, and that's one of the benefits of me making contact. So I can send people to Willow Creek. Say it again, Doug. There it is. WillowCreekAlpacas.com, and you can learn all about alpacas from these people sharing their information, the story about what they eat, all the questions that we've answered here sort of briefly. You can get in detail how do you do this if you decide you want to do this? But there are all kinds of things. The testament here from Susie and for others in this article that's in the Times, it is focusing on the idea that people, when they retire, want to do something constructive. And what's happening around the country is people are buying small farms and keeping up their physical activity. Good for you. Susie Kahn, thank you for being here with us on The American Family Farmer.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So 53 after the hour. This week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, dairy farmer. I have credibility here. And thus, when I make my comments, they come from my heart, they come from my head, they come from my experience. And thus, I will make note of and give you my thoughts since the president delivered his policy speech, how it will impact or not the American Family Farmer right after these words.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Changes in Washington are not only affecting the nation's economy, but your family's as well. Quicken Loans can show you how to take advantage of a cash-out refinance to pay off credit card debt or invest in home improvements. In fact, you may be able to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening in Washington, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, 55 past the hour. The president delivered his first address to Congress, and I think as I look back over the last week or two, there was nothing unexpected about the president issuing an executive order to repeal the so-called WOTUS rule. If you don't know what that is, Waters of the U.S., the EPA's rule that affected negatively agriculture in so many different ways. Most of the farm groups that I know of collectively and individually went after the government. There were all kinds of suits. I mean, it was ridiculous how much money was costing us to protect ourselves from us. In essence, the rule was a dramatic overreach, unprecedented expansion of federal jurisdiction. It was just plain stupid. And it was all over privately. I mean, it just shows you the mentality of these people who are, they're well-intentioned, to be sure. They're community organizers, and they think they are the only ones who know anything, and farmers, what do they know about the land? I mean, it's that kind of stupidity that these environmental rules presented. And it was really frustrating for those of us who looked at these things and said, what is wrong with these people, basically? And so we move on from that, because that's kind of yesterday's news. Although I guess the review of the president's policy and the state, it wasn't really the State of the Union, but it was his first address. What I find most distressing about it, and generally speaking, I think that I agree with most farmers that Trump was a better choice for agriculture than Hillary Clinton was. On that, most of us, I think, can agree. From there, we go down a slippery slope. I don't think that Mr. Perdue is a good ag secretary. I think Pruitt is a horrible choice at the EPA. I think there have been people appointed to the USDA and the FDA who just are not good. Having said that, also, what I note from a gentleman who's been on this program a number of times, somebody I support and respect, the president of the National Farmers Union, I belong, I'm happy to tell you, full disclosure, I belong to the National Farmers Union instead of the American Farm Bureau, because for me the Farm Bureau speaks for big ag, and the NFU speaks for small ag, and that's small American family farms. That's what I am, and that's what many of the people who listen to this program are. So when he says to the president that he's upset, he issued the following statement after the president addressed the joint session of Congress, saying, quote, "President's agenda ought to begin to consider and prioritize the economic well-being of rural and farming communities." In the speech, the president failed to mention the words rural, farm, or agriculture, and yet he touched a lot of policy issues that could have major impacts on family farmers and rural communities. For example, president plans to revitalize the American economy and support the creation of jobs by renewing our trade agenda. His focus on improving trade arguments is good. Our members are concerned about his harsh rhetoric earlier and the strain it may be placing on our trading partners. And he goes on to say, Mr. Johnson goes on to say that immigrant laborers provide for our nation's food system and rural economies. He doesn't say anywhere that he supports illegal immigration, because he doesn't. And neither do I, and neither does anybody else who really has America, puts America first. But we have to, you know, we have to deal with the reality of Americans at the moment finding it easier to collect money than to work. So we do need to get legal immigration fixed so that we can have people to help harvesting some of our crops. And I think that's what Roger Johnson is suggesting. That's what I would suggest, and that's what I think you maybe ought to think about as you review in your mind where the president stands after this first month or so in office. I'm Doug Steffen with my comment here on this week's American Family Farmer.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.